Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we begin a new week, let's pray together. And in prayer, I'm going to pray following the prayers of the Apostle Paul for the church at Ephesus. This was Paul's prayer for them, and this is my prayer for us as we gather together this week around the Word of God. I hope you will join me now in prayer. Dear Father, as we come before you now at the start of this new week you have graciously granted to us, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of you. I pray that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened so that we will know what is the hope of our calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in us, the saints. Oh Lord, please hear this prayer and answer us. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Dear friends, it is crucial that we have the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of God as we open, read, and study the Word of God together. Indeed, may the eyes of our hearts be enlightened so that we will know the hope of our calling during this very turbulent and trying age in which we live. Oh, what an inheritance we have in Jesus Christ. May we know this. And I trust you will be praying for me that I will have purity of thought and life, that I will understand Genesis 3 and be given grace and power to teach this to you. I need your prayers, brothers and sisters. I desperately need them. The Bible is unlike any other book. The Bible requires spiritual discernment from the Holy Spirit to truly understand. Pray the Spirit of the living God will fall afresh on me. Thank you. Sometimes, maybe many times, if we are not careful, we can fall into a rut when we are reading through the Scripture and carefully studying it. It is possible that as you listen to this on the radio and or the podcast, you are just going through the motions. It comes on this station at this time, and you have it going in the car or on the radio at home. It's on, but you are not really paying close attention. Or you get the podcast and you're a little behind, so you've downloaded a bunch and you set the speed to 1.5 times or 2 times my normal voice to just whip through as many as you can with the limited time that you have. Truth is, I sometimes do the same thing with the Bible teaching and preaching I listen to. So together, we want the Spirit of God to awaken us to what we hear. We want Him to lift us out of our ruts, to protect us from just going through the motions and the rituals. We want to be awake and attentive to every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, whether that be here on God Is, in our church, or in the other ministries we have made a part of our lives. Let us find what the Spirit of God has to say to us, and let us have Jesus be our master teacher and show us how we can apply the lessons for Adam and Eve to our lives. Today we come to the 11th verse of Genesis chapter 3. This will be Genesis 3 verse 11 if you want to turn to the text in your Bible. As you do that, let me remind you that in verses 9 through 13 of this chapter, God comes on the scene in the garden in Eden after Adam and Eve have sinned against him by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They were forbidden from doing so, but did it anyway. And now they have to face off with the Lord God. In these 5 verses, God asks 4 questions. Adam and then Eve answer God. Thus far, we have covered God's first question to Adam and Adam's initial response. That was in verses 9 and 10. We discussed those verses last week, and if you missed it, just go to the God Is website and listen to the podcasts. You can find them at godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. For context, I will now read Genesis 3, verses 9 through 13, and then we will jump into verse 11 when God asks his second and third questions of the man Adam. This is God's question and answer session, And listen now to the Q&A beginning in Genesis 3, verse 9. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" Adam said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." I just read Genesis chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. Let me now highlight verse 11. Listen as the Lord God asks two more questions. And God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" I pointed this out last week, but I want to reiterate it now. God asks questions not because he does not know the answer. God is not looking for Adam to provide him with some information that he's missing. God asks these questions for the benefit of Adam. God graciously pursues Adam, desiring that the man will come out from his hiding, move towards God, and confess his sin to the Lord. God seeks sorrow over sin from the man. And the word choice for God's second question here in verse 11 is interesting. It plays off Adam's statement back in verse 10. In that verse, Adam said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." Adam admits he was naked. He blamed his fear on his nakedness, not on his sin. Adam was more concerned about the consequences of sin, nakedness, than he was the sin itself, disobeying God. So in the next verse, verse 11, notice the word God uses. He asks, "Who told you that you were naked?" The word naked is now used by God. Who told you that you were naked? Inherent in the question is the thought, you were naked before Adam, but you were not afraid. Why are you so afraid now? Well, the answer is an obvious one. The sin is what is really making Adam afraid. His sin is driving his fear. The nature of the question is designed to draw Adam out in genuine despair for his sin. God emphasizes the nudity, the nakedness, using Adam's own word, to show Adam his guilt. The Lord is revealing to Adam this great truth, which is very applicable to us. Do not be more concerned about the consequences of sin than the sin itself. Do not be more concerned about the consequences of the sin than the sin itself. It is our disobedience to God that really ought to trouble us. And when our conscience bears down on the sin in our life, our response, Adam's response, must be to humbly come before God and to seek his forgiveness for our sin. When we read the Bible with a close eye, we find that God is more concerned with our sin than he is sin's consequence in our lives. I think we see this at the start of verse 11. God begins, "Who told you?" Adam knows that no one told him he was naked. The reason Adam suddenly realizes his own nakedness is because Adam found out for himself that he was nude. The man did this to himself. He has no one else to blame. To the question, "Who told you that you were naked?" Adam has only one true answer. It is, "No one. I learned it for myself. And the reason I know that I am naked is because I have sinned against you, my God." While that is the answer God seeks, that is not the answer God gets, as we shall see in verse 12. The nature of the question, I hope you see, is to get Adam to face his sin. It is the sin that has to be dealt with, not yet the consequences. Now let's take up God's third overall question to Adam and his second in verse 11. The second part of verse 11 reads, "Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" This is a very straightforward question. This is what we call a yes or no question. And the question is asked in such a way that Adam has to tell the truth. And the best answer is yes. God asks, "Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" And Adam answers, "Yes, I have eaten from the tree of which you commanded me not to eat." That's how this exchange should have gone. But dropping down to verse 12 for just a moment, instead Adam answers, "The woman you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree and I ate." The man was asked a yes or no question, but he did not give a yes or no answer. Now, that is what we call a wrong answer. And that wrong answer is just getting Adam into deeper and deeper trouble. We can just feel the separation between God and the man widening. Adam does not confess his sin to God. He misdirects by blaming someone else for his evil act. We are very familiar with such an approach to answer a yes or no question, aren't we? I can recall getting caught doing wrong when I was younger and being asked a very direct question, only to give a very indirect answer. Instead of saying yes or no, I also blamed someone else. People are good at this. Instead of taking personal responsibility, we tend to blame others, or the system, or the circumstances. Sometimes we even have the gall to blame God. Earlier, we prayed about being attentive to God's word so that we can glean lessons that he has for us. I submit to you that one thing we learned from this exchange between God and the man Adam in verse 11 of Genesis 3 is that God will ask us very direct questions. Are we prepared to answer God honestly? I want to pick back up again with this next time. For now, I leave what we have discovered this Monday to you. I trust the Spirit of God will speak to you through the Word of God and will have a transformative impact in your life. This is my ongoing and daily prayer for each one of you. And I hope that you will join me again tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.